News release. Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. After falling behind early, the Sioux Thunderbirds came back with a purpose to soar past the Powhatan Voodoos 8-2 Friday night in a one-sided Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League result at John Rhodes Community Centre. Countering in transition at their own blue line, Powhatan scored first as they broke out on an odd man rush that saw Eric Whitelaw fire a shot that was stopped. But Ryan Saginaw was right there to swat the rebound past Sioux St. Marie starter Noah Mativier, 7 minutes into the proceedings. Answering that on the night's initial power play, the Thunderbirds' James Elliott drew his side level at 13:53 as he cranked a one-timer from the top of the right circle that flew past the glove of the Voodoo's Austin Seibel. The Sioux then took the lead deep into the first period when Tyler Niveau worked his way down the left side boards and fired a feed into the slot that was quickly whipped in by Callum McCauley. Extending their edge early in the second stanza, the T-Birds' Jacob Smith guided in a pass through the crease from Nate Dugwell into the open side. Still firing, the home side went up 4-1 after James McDowell snagged a loose puck laying at the top of the crease and lifted it in at 6:47. That prompted a goaltending change by the Voodoos, with Tyson Wilcox entering in relief. Not done there, the Thunderbirds added another when Mateo Moretta stepped around a Powhatan skater and fired a shot from the left circle off of Wilcox and in, for his initial NOJHL tally. With the Sioux up by 4 into the final frame, they put the game out of reach off a Devin Jones-McDonald marker as he pressured a turnover and proceeded to sizzle in a wrister from the high slot, while using a defender as a screen. Notching a 7th on the evening, Moretta put a pass in front to Jones-McDonald, who promptly hammered it in, during a man-advantage opportunity. A shorthanded effort off the stick of Elliott, saw him power his way past a defender and while driving to the net, took it wide and tucked it into the bottom right corner. The Voodoos did get one more during a late power play that saw Owen Call steer in a nice move and pass made by Mason Rontondo to complete the night's scoring.